two passages of scriptures. One is basically, we'll be working on this one for quite some time because it's a shifting in the spirit realm. It's a shifting. The best way to say it is this. It may catch your attention. It's a shifting from drifting. A lot of spiritual drifting has been going on in the body of Christ. Therefore, we have not been able to take our rightful place. I want you to get this down because it's very important. You are a supernatural package that God is sending to the world. You are a supernatural package. In other words, you know, God wants you to know how to shift like shift my car in the spirit realm. Situations that the average person can't handle. If you train right as a son and a daughter of God, you have the ability to move in the realm of the spirit, calling things that be not as though they were, and they will show up. There have been such a sad dependency upon the pulpit, and to a large degree, the pulpit have failed us. They tried to work with three parts. He sent them out with five parts. And the first two was to train the last three. The last three took over. The pastor, the teacher, and the evangelist took over, and thank God for them. But that apostolic and prophetic has to be in you. Yes. It's a cutting edge in the spirit realm. It make you happy. You know what make you happy? Knowing you can't lose. Oh, talk to me up in here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You as a child of God, by right revelation, by right anointing, is placed in a position that no matter what come up, you can't lose. Talk to me, God. You can't lose. And it almost seems impossible, but the impossibilities are that cutting edge of that, we will see it this morning, the cutting edge of that apostolic government and the prophetic foreseeing. Yes. See, it's a government. You're already on it. And you foresee you on it. So when something else show up, you know how to deal with it properly in the spirit. Everybody say in the spirit.
In the spirit.
We've been trying to do things with scriptures about John and about Elijah. John not here. Elijah not here. I need a God deal with Leroy. God wants to perform, Ephesians chapter 4, some miracles through you. Are you available? Not only get miracles to you, but he wants to experience some miracles. Other people experience miracles through you by your revelation, by your anointing, by your awareness that you're not just a regular church going person. You designed by God to be a supernatural package everywhere you go. Even to the supermarket. When you walk in the supermarket, a supernatural package from God is walking in the supermarket. Somebody dropped dead and you raise them up. Y'all better talk to me up in here. See, I've had the experience of three dead people raised. Right. See, you have to know. You have to know. I'm reading in the New King James Version. I brought my study Bible because there's some scriptures I may want to go to, and the study Bible does a good job. I've been reading it for years. Go to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians 4 and 11. Put it up, boy. Ephesians 4 and 11, because I'm going to be reading out the New King James Version to get us a scripture base, because we're going to need it this morning. We're going to need the scripture base to keep us from falling out. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, hallelujah. And he himself gives some to be apostles, some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Now, the reason the supernatural is not functioning in the body of Christ as it should, it is not functioning in the ministry as it should. See, now let me see, can I bring that up further? We've been trying to make it on three gifts. And the three gifts are insufficient in their doing, because it should have trained from the first two gifts, the apostle and the prophet. I'm guilty. I've been preaching 57 years. The apostle and the prophet, I didn't know how important those anointing were after many years of being trained, but you're going to have the opportunity to walk in all five. All five anointing cometh upon you this morning. And you have to know that they belong to you. We've been pulpit stuck and not actually functioning as powerful as we should function, because we thought only the pulpit could do it. These scriptures we're reading now going to tell you what the pulpit's for. It's for to bring you to that 12th verse. Look at the 12th verse now. The 11th verse, I already call their name, all right? But the 12th verse now is telling you that whatever they have is supposed to be, watch this word now, imparted. Yes. To the church. Yes. You heard that? Yes. All the anointing, all the miracles, all the signs, all the abilities of the spirit world supposed to be placed in the believer. When the believer, a real believer, is attacked, they know they have the ability to attract all of heaven to bring deliverance and victory to their lives. My brothers and sisters, Sunday school is over. You got to have Monday school too. Never heard that, did you? Tuesday school too. In the spirit, you got 7 days of school. Not just Sunday school. It might happen on a Thursday. But you have to know I'm anointed on Thursday too. Are you following me? Seven days a week, you are wearing as a Christian. You accepted Jesus Christ, and many of you all have got baptized with the Holy Spirit. Now, let me tell you something about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You feel once, but you're not over yet. Every day there has to be a refilling. And see, you're trying to live on power from 9 years ago, and you need some fresh power this Sunday. So pick that up now. I want you to pick it up. I want you, when you're praying, say, Lord, refill me with the Holy Ghost. I'm filled. I can speak in tongue, but I need a refilling. And it's going to make you more powerful. Are you listening? Now, The 11th verse is where you should be if you're properly taught. With that in mind, I want you to go to 1 Corinthians. We're coming back here. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Properly, apostolic teaching is powerful. It shifts you from a worldview to a supernatural worldview. It shifts you from just feeling good to knowing something. Now, faith does not work by feeling. Write that down. Faith does not work by feeling. Faith does not work by facts. Faith works by revelation with no feeling. See, you, when you know something, you don't have to feel it. It got to show up. If I know it, and if I know how to walk in it, maybe it's not here now. God dog it. Maybe it's not here now, but it got to show up. Because I'm a child of the living God. And that power is on the inside of me. Are you hearing me? So whatever you're going through now, you can't go by that. You got to look in the scriptures and see how it's supposed to be and call things that be not as though they were. And say it. Speak to that mountain. Speak to whatever it is. You tell it what to be. Don't live by your feeling no more. You're not a church member by feeling. You're a church member by faith. I like the scripture. We walk by faith and not by sight. So look at your neighbor and tell them everything's going to be all right. Now, I know y'all don't want to say this, but I'm going to have you say, I don't care what the hell you're going through. Look at somebody and tell them, I'm a supernatural package. Sent from heaven to change everything. What? You're a supernatural package. The supernatural live on the inside of me. Heaven is on the inside of me. Jesus on the inside of me. God is on the inside of me. The Holy Ghost is on the inside of me. I don't live from up yonder. I live from in here. All of my power is in here. But to do supernatural living, listen to me, you can't have religious preaching. Routine scriptures. Somebody got to be anointed. Somebody got to have God's hand on them. And when that word come out of them, it come out with power. It come out with glory. Come out with miracles, signs and wonders. I want you to look at somebody and tell them, ain't nothing, I ain't thinking about no English. Ain't nothing I can't do. Y'all got too much English. That's your with your English. Get your tail whooped with your English. You need to know what you who you are. Don't worry about no English. Just say something. First Corinthians 2. Sit down. In order for Ephesians 4:11-16 to take place, 1 Corinthians 2 has to come on the scene. Boy, y'all pay attention. Put it up there. And I, brother, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech. That's what the problem is. Too much excellence of speech in the pulpit. Too much good grammar. Too, oh, my. Whoa, just right. Just right. And then I got the devil jump on my back. I can't use this educated stuff and this academic with this situation. I need to be a little foolish. I need to operate. I need to hit the devil. I need to say, I bind you. I break your power. I take authority over you in the name of Jesus. I don't need no English. I need Jesus. Enticing words of man wisdom. I need demonstration of the spirit and of power. I pronounce on you today demonstration of the spirit and of power be upon your life. That's why you come here. You ain't come here to hear no English. Could have went to Southern University, LSU, someone got that. Something gonna happen in here today. Paul, tell you what type of preacher, and my speech and my preaching was not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the spirit and of power. Look at the next verse. That your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Woo, hallelujah. Put it back in the regular King James Version and go to the next verse. Something going on. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, complete, mature, yet not the wisdom of this world. She might get this world out. Nor the princes of this world that come to know. You have to know, listen to me, look, listen. You have to know that when you become a child of God, you're different. You have to know you're packing. Now watch what I say now. Watch what I say. You're packing the supernatural. I am a miracle packer. I'm a sign packer. I'm a wonder packer. You understand that? And it's not by feeling. It's by revelation. I sick revelation on you this morning. I sick revelation on you this morning. You will never be the same. You're not going to be able to listen to that no soothing preaching no more. You're going to see clean through it. They can have all the verbs and all the outline they want. If they don't have no anointing, you're going to get your purse and go get in your car. Because you can't take it no more. You've grown above that. All that hooping and hollering and screaming and pulling and all that stuff. You need to have some inside work going on. You need to have some revelation going on. I need to have some lights turn on when I'm at the church. I need the gospel. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even a hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. I'm going to keep going here. Give me the next verse. Which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Go to the next verse. Watch. But as it's written, here we go. Where we move from a normal church member to a person who walking in two things. I want to write it down. Sit down. Write it down. Revelation and anointing. Revelation and anointing. You're not going to be able to function in the supernatural without revelation. Say revelation.
Revelation.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Praise his name. I said, glory to God.
Praise his holy name.
Revelation and anointing. Revelation can't work without anointing. And anointing can't work. Come on, let me preach up in here. Can you got it? Revelation can't work without anointing. And anointing can't work without revelation. Notice I didn't say revelation and religion. So you have these two supernatural factors that live on the inside of you. Anointing and revelation. Those capabilities are on the inside of you that have been smothered by the pulpit. See, you see, the apostolic is in charge of supernatural government or spiritual government. The prophetic is such as God asked Ezekiel, can these bones live? He said, Lord, thou knowest. He said, prophesy to them. Or you dry bone. See. But if you're not living in revelation, you just going to church, take communion, you dry bone. If something attacks you, the first thing you're looking for is a phone. You dry bone. You need to say hallelujah. Glory to God. Even when things don't look right. Now in a few minutes the Holy Ghost is going to hit this place. I feel him already. He's going to put something in you that you didn't have. He's going to stir something in you you didn't know you had.
Hallelujah.
Say the word better 3 times. All right, things about to get better. I said everything in your life, online. I said by the power of the Holy Ghost, everything in your life right now is getting better. Did you hear what the Holy Ghost said? Huh? Better. Bless. Beyond. And all you have to do is believe.
Oh, that's good. Yes, sir.
You do the believing, I do the better. I'll do the blessing. All I need you to do is, I need you to know how to believe when fear is there. When facts is there, when foolishness is there, I need you to walk in faith. Know that you're forgiven because of what Jesus did. Don't let Satan hold no old sin on you. Just don't sin no more. Hallelujah. I was going somewhere. Yeah, I was going somewhere. I want to go here. Even though I got some other things I got to say to you. Woo! Woo! Oh, good God. Hallelujah. Woo! 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 Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Tell somebody next to you, don't mess with me. Woo! Woo! Shh!
This is shifting, I want you to see. But as it's written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither been into the heart of man, the thing which God had prepared for them that you love him.
Yes.
Y'all better answer. Do you love him?
Yes.
That love him. Go to the next verse then. This is the crush of the supernatural life.
Yes.
The supernatural life don't live on natural things. Don't live on how it look. That's right. Or how it feel. But God. Now here. Here's your supernatural life now. Here it is. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things. Yeah, the deep things of God. So the supernatural life is a life of revelation. It's not regular. It's not routine. What won't work for a natural person, it'll work for a supernatural person. But because of a lack of revelation, the church been living in a normal pattern with the world. Y'all won't say amen now. Y'all, not me. I've been living a. We go to the doctor, we go to the hospital, we go to jail, we go everywhere they go. Go to the whole house, we go to the ballroom, we go everywhere they go. Oh, y'all don't want to be holy this morning. I see that. Y'all don't, now, we're supposed to be sanctified. We're supposed to be set apart. Not by might, nor by power, but by his Spirit. The Spirit will hold you. The Spirit will keep you. The Spirit will tell you no. The Spirit will give you the power. The Spirit will give you the strength. Sit down. Let me give you some fighting things. Well, we'll leave you something to fight with. Something to fight with. And you know, you know you've been in the presence of God. Permitting the Holy Spirit to develop a supernatural lifestyle through you. Permitting the Holy Spirit. Know who has to bring that thing to pass. You can't do it yourself. The Holy Spirit to develop a supernatural lifestyle through you. Other word, not a church going lifestyle. But supernatural, holy. Holy. Living a holy life. I didn't say a whole, I say holy. I didn't say a whorish life, I said a holy life. Lord, get the whole out of me. Y'all don't want me to preach up in here. And you know I wouldn't be preaching like this if I was a whole. I'd preach everything else but this. All right, let me give you a point to go with now. You're being changed into a supernatural lifestyle, all right? Number one. By functioning in the name of Jesus properly every day. By functioning in the name of Jesus properly every day. You can do this. I said you can do this. Matter of fact, I'm pronouncing on you. You follow me? Turn to Hebrews 12. Number two, by keeping your faith connected to Jesus' faith at all times. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory.
Praise his holy name. I say praise his holy name. I say praise his holy name. I said hallelujah. I say glory to God. I can connect my name to Jesus' name because I'm rightfully here. Let me give it to you again. By keeping your faith connected to Jesus' faith at all times. What kind of faith Jesus had? Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin. What, every weight, that's right. Every weight. I must be can lay it aside if he told me to lay it aside. Every weight and the sin which does. What sin do? What sin do? What beset us mean? Huh? Mess you up, right? Pull you off track, right? Let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Now, I want you to see this second verse. I want you to recognize, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. He's the author and finisher of my faith. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. I don't have to do it myself. He is the author and finisher of my faith. If I start on a faith project, Jesus is going to make sure I go all the way through. Somebody up in here got something they want to work on this morning. Well, you hear the word of God. Start it out and Jesus will help you finish it. For the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Now, when you going through something, don't let that get your attention. Let me preach here now. Some of y'all going through something now. Stop dwelling on what you don't want. Why? Now, faith. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of the things hoped for. And Lord, he's looking at the wrong thing. The evidence of the thing not seen. You see it? See, you just jump supernatural. Now faith, Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. I don't see it yet. Talk to me, God. Talk to me. I don't see it yet, but I got evidence that is not normal. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. This problem, I can see it. This problem, I can feel it. This sickness and pain, I can feel it. But I see something else. My faith is looking at something else. Because my faith, listen, my faith is supernatural. My faith, ooh, listen, y'all ain't gonna be the hand there. My faith is synonymous with God. My faith can do what God can do. God has put himself in me by faith. Now, you might not be able to handle this. Therefore, because I know what faith is, I'm a creator. Y'all better let me preach here this morning. I come here to preach this morning. I'm a creator. I can call things that be not as though they were, and they'll show up. Words, okay, I'll give it to you better. Words that come out of my mouth in faith is not me speaking. It's the God in me speaking. Every mountain in your life has to move today. Not by apostle, by you sitting in the car yourself and telling that mountain you got to go. I know who I am. I know who on the inside of me. I know greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I'm not just a churchgoer. I got some power. I heard some word. I got a sword in my hand. Remember what that second voice said? By the elders retain a good report. By faith. Tonight I want you to write. I'm going to close in a few minutes. I feel like dancing. Somebody help me dance a little bit. Dance because you're out. I'm out. Tell somebody I'm out. Hallelujah. You shouldn't have never come here if you didn't want to get out. Woo! Hallelujah. And listen, here's another thing. I'm not fake preaching. What? Talk to me. What you call it? Evidence? I'm not preaching something I just saw in a book. I have evidence in my life. What I'm preaching is real. Why you want me to say this, Lord? Lord, do I have to say it? There's nothing wrong with being rich. All that old stupid stuff they've been teaching you in the church, talking about a prosperity gospel that is not right. There's a lie. God is a prosperous God. God is a God who'll bless you in the city. He'll bless you in the field. He'll bless you in the morning. He'll bless you late at the midnight hour. Let him bless you. Stop listening to all these crazy people talking about God. I just want God. God said, God, let me bless you. More religious spirit. Everybody enjoying themselves, and you riding around the old car. I don't know, you have a flat tire. All the things are slick tires. You don't know if you got enough gas. Talking about you a child of God. I'll slap you side of the head. You ain't no child of God. You got to stop going to the service and getting $4 worth of gas. Ain't no more than 2 gallons now. Fill it up. What I say? Fill it up. Right, sit down, write this down. Stop mistaking zeal for faith. Going through emotion, but not connecting. Having a form of faith, denying the power thereof. Acts 12:5-17. I'm not going through it. Acts 12:5-17. I'm going to give you the scripture. Stop mistaking zeal. You got some zeal for faith. Going through the motion. but not connecting. Having a form of faith. Denying the power thereof. The Lord is here. You understand? And guess what he's here for? For you. That's why he woke you up and got you straight this morning. He wanted you to be under this anointing. Now he's coming back to you. The Holy Spirit remind you of things that he told you. All right, number four, don't settle for a regular life. Move into your abundant life. Don't settle. God said, I don't want none of my children selling for a regular life. I'm calling you this morning to move into your abundant life. And I'm going to help you. I'm going to show you some things. I'm going to anoint you. I'm going to open some doors. And I'm going to open some gates just for you. Pay attention. Don't sell her. Don't sell her for a normal life. Don't sell her for a regular life. Move into your abundant life. Look at John 10:10. Come on, look at him quick. Ephesians 3:20, quickly. John 10:10. Ephesians 3:20. I'm come that you might have life. Huh? A thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. Don't let the thief, don't live a thief life. I'm come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Look at Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able. Woo, hallelujah. Look at it. To do exceedingly abundantly. Woo, hallelujah. Exceeding abundantly. Y'all don't want to help me. Hallelujah. Exceedingly abundantly. Above. Exceeding. Exceeding abundantly. Above. Look what happened. All that we can ask. Oh my God. Or think. And look at the last statement. It's in you. According to the religion that working is in us. Now you got to listen real close to get this one. Sit down. You got to listen real close to get this one. Your prayer, your faith, your decrees all must be connected to, now this is going to be new to you, amen to Jesus. Let me go over it again. Your prayer, your faith, your decrees all must be connected to amen to Jesus. What amen in John 14:6? What amen does Jesus mean? So be it. So paid for. Amen to Jesus. Lord have mercy. Permit godly wisdom to surround you at all times. This is your divine right. James 1:5-8. Permit, I got to read that. James 1:5. Permit godly, woo, Lord have mercy. You talk about, I'm ready to go. Just go on, because you wasn't listening nowhere. Just get on out of here. You wasn't listening. You're not even here. You think you're hearing regular stuff here. You're hearing stuff that is being lived. Not in the beginning. You have to have faith and stick with it. I've preached many years in scarcity, many years in sickness and disease. But as I grew, I learned how to fight the fight right. Hallelujah. I walk by faith and not by sight. I got joy in the morning and joy in the evening. Why you want me to say that, Lord? Well, somebody must be needed. Oh, Lord. I loose more grace on your marriage. I loose more grace on your marriage. I need to loosen on mine too. Mine need to get better. Y'all receiving it? But if you receive it, kiss none of them. There you go, receive it. Larry, kiss it. Yeah, kiss the girl, boy. Go ahead, Freddie, you got to go kiss her. You want to kiss her? That's twice, you know, I'm kissing the other day, wasn't it? Something going on, yeah. Yeah, you can't be mad no kissing 15 years. Sure, I lost my notebook.
I love my pastor!
I love you too, man. Ooh, hallelujah. I said, ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 glory to God. I say glory to God, bless his name, bless his name, bless his name. Thank God for Jesus, hallelujah, thank God for the blood, thank God for the word of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, come on, help me, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise his name, hallelujah, hallelujah. Say something. Hallelujah. Say something. Praise God. Glory to God. Thank you. Say something. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let it get on the inside of you. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, come on, son. You been waiting all that time? I just thought you were praying. I didn't know what you were doing. All right, I got you. That's a lot of money, too. That's $1,000?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. You been standing there holding that $1,000 all that time. I just thought he was up there praying God. I didn't see the money. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many of y'all glad you're here this morning?
Yes, sir.
You being helped?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Permit godly wisdom to surround you at all times. This is your divine right. James 1, 5 through 8. I like this one. Bringing us into enlightenment beyond excitement. We go to church and get excited. That's all right about being excited, but you got to get enlightened because you can't take excitement with you. But enlightenment can be there to answer that question. Oh, Lord. Now, this one is very, I won't say tricky, because if you don't listen, you're not going to hear it. But a change about to be made to you right now. When I say this, a change is going to be made. You're going to be able to discern where am I, locate yourself in the spirit. You're going to be able to locate yourself in the spirit. Watch what I say. Watch what he said. Giving us a voice, stopping us from being an echo. See what I'm saying? Being just a repeater, but not a receiver. He says, giving us a voice, stopping us from being an echo. And you know what voice he to give me? Mark 11:23. Very, very, that's in whosoever shall say. That's a voice. To that mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, should not doubt in his heart. But believe that those things which he said, shall come to pass. He shall, she shall have. Why? Because I'm not an echo. I'm a voice, yeah. And when he's saying the voice, I'm speaking by faith. I'm not speaking by vocabulary. You see what I'm saying? I'm speaking by faith. I'm speaking with words with God on the inside of them. I'm speaking word with God, with Jesus, with the Holy Spirit on the inside of them. I'm speaking word with God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit on the inside of them. I'm not a regular person. I'm a supernatural person. I call things that be not as though they were. And they got to show up. Because by right, I am a creator. If you know how to operate by faith, you're a creator. You cause things to be happening. Let me close. Oh, man. I'm going to read the introduction back to you again when I first start preaching on this. Getting in place for supernatural movement of the Holy Spirit. With all of the criticism and foolishness going on in the church. And I was telling my wife, we spoke to a couple. There's a lot of wonderful people in the world. It's a lot of holy Christians. We don't hear that. See, we don't hear that. We don't hear that. There's a lot of people who really love God. There's a lot of people who just nice people. You're looking at everybody saying, I don't know what she doing. I don't know what he up to. Everybody not up to nothing. Stop having that old foggy mind about everybody bad. You got a lot of good Christians in the world. Y'all better make some noise. I thought I was surrounded by someone, but y'all mighty quiet. Watch this. It has a lot of holy Christians. Isn't that something? We never hear nothing about that. My son, we never hear nothing about holy men and holy women. You got a lot of holy men and women in church. I tell you, them three dudes, that better be holy. I still can swing a little bit. We better be faithful to their wives. And I'm glad they ain't married no hoe. I'll say some crazy things. I know it, but that's all right. I can't stand to have a hoe in my family. You got to watch her. She got money. She got a car. She can go and buy stuff. She got to be a real woman. Come on, dog. Shh. I receive your seed. $100 check. I receive your seed. That's a $200. That's coming from the same family. That's $300. I see some of the guys saw God last night trying to use money coming. Ain't nobody give nothing. Now, I know that wasn't money coming. Every time money coming, moving people give, you know. And so, he's preaching and all. And he said, money coming. Ain't no money move. I'm going to tell you why. Money coming does not function if you don't connect. God got a scale on it, partner. Yeah, he got a scale on it. He hear me? He hear me. Money coming. I'm sitting there looking at my lab. The steps empty. You can't function in money coming with empty steps. Now, the boys who connected me, I just used David Fall. The boys who connected me, the same thing happened to them. Money and their people. But I know y'all getting some money. Y'all, I know y'all ain't broke. I know it. I know. Y'all think I don't know, but I know. Ain't just me getting money. I told the whole truth, Lord. All right, what time it is? 11:20. Come on, praise him. We got time to sing one more. Give somebody a high five and tell them, I got this. I got this. It's a done deal. I got this. I'm going to live this life. Hallelujah. I got this. Give somebody else a high five. Tell them, I got this. Find somebody new. I got this. I got it. I got it. I got it. Right before they sing, I want to read this to you again. It's time for the real Christian to manifest and take care of kingdom business. And there's no power able to stop the supernatural power of God. While the world and Satan being stupid, you must be supernatural. All your needs and all your desires are paid for. What did he say? All your needs and all your desires are paid for. It's time to carry out his will. Hit it. Hit it. Hit it. Hit it.